Welcome to another Spin Cycle look at the maxing and taxing in the political media. Today's topic, tax and spend. Literally, lately there has been a pattern of how you get Californians to accept any sort of tax increase. First, you pick an easily isolated and preferably demonizable population. Then you pick a cause with a positive public image and a special interest lobbying group behind it. Then you get a tax on the specific group completely earmarked for the cute interest. So the proposition gets framed as the merchants of evil versus the cute homeless kittens. And with millions of guaranteed future funding in the offing, the cute kitten lobby will cough up for the ad campaign and organization to get it passed. This November's election has four fine examples of this. First up is Proposition 86. The evil minority is smokers, which it will hit with a $2.60 per pack excise tax. The funds go to a combination of reimbursing hospitals for emergency room care for those who can't afford it and health insurance for poor children. One completely open question, though, is to what extent it will push them to the internet or making buying runs to Nevada. Right behind that on the ballot is Proposition 87. This places a tax on every barrel of oil pumped from California wells or within 3 miles of our shore. Such extraction taxes are already commonplace in other oil-producing states such as Louisiana, Alaska, and Texas. Since the price of oil per barrel is set on competitive markets and isn't localized, the tax is likely to cut into oil company profits but otherwise not be affected at the pump. The tax will be used to pay off $4 billion in funding over the next 10 years by a new California Alternate Energy Authority. Most of the funding will be for grants and subsidized loan for alternative fuel vehicles and supporting infrastructure. Which alternative fuel? My worry is that it is the bureaucrats and not the market that would be deciding. Third up is Proposition 88, which imposes a $50 per parcel boost on the property tax of every parcel in the state. Note that the tax is per parcel, so it would be the same no matter whether the parcel contained a bungalow or mansion or high-rise office building. The additional revenue would then go not to the local school district of the parcel, but to the state and then distributed to school districts in a yet-to-be-determined formula. Then batting cleanup in the tax and spend lineup is Proposition 89, which increases the income tax on corporations by 0.2% to fund a $200 million per year system of publicly funded political campaigns for state elected offices. While it will allow some smaller candidates a chance to bootstrap their campaigns, I believe that the statements that they will reduce the influence of corporate money in elections is overstated. Because of constitutional protections on free speech, there is and can't be any restrictions on rich candidates spending their own money or on corporations' independent spending on so-called issue ads. In reality, each of these new tax and spend propositions are flawed, some in how they tax and some in how they spend, and all in what is perhaps the state needs most is money that can be spent where it is needed most and not where it has been locked in. For Spin Cycle, I'm Daniel Raymond on 90.1 KSAK.